Are you ready to find peace in your heart? Of course you do. I'm Coach Easy, and welcome to the Cause It's Easy Show. As an empowered empath, empowering mindsets, and confidence through adversity, I will help you connect and conquer. Listen in as we talk real about serious concerns in the world and learn how, by working together, we can make life amazing. You are the ultimate number one in your life, and that's why you can be whoever you want and do whatever you want, without worrying what anyone else thinks. Why? Because it's easy with me, Coach Easy. I believe there is a path to an easier way, and having God in your life is the key. On this show, laughter is a promise, and music is the spiritual language. Because it's easy. Starts now. Well, hello, welcome. It's Coach Easy here, Because It's Easy Show, Transformation Network Radio. I hope everybody had a good weekend. Weather's getting nicer. That's sure nice, isn't it? I did want to share show today about goals, and I don't know how many people of you keep goals or write goals down. Goals are very important, and even myself, I've slipped maybe on occasion, but every time I do keep goals, keeps me on point, gets me where I want to go. You can have short-term goals or long-term goals. But I wanted to first show something. I don't know why, because I'm proud. I'm a proud father. I got this box today called Keep Smiling. I had no idea what the hell it would be. And I don't even know for sure. I haven't talked to her. But my daughter had prom 2 weeks ago. And if she sent this to me on her own, I'm impressed, and I'm very, very happy. I just had to share that. She knows Dad is the empathetic and sensitive one. Of course, she's my whole life. I adore her. But anyway, let's get back to business. So, goals. Do you know, if you ever kept goals, if you don't keep goals, what would you think would be your first idea? Would you like long-term goals? Because you can do either, or short-term goals, or real short-term goals. So sometimes if I'm really on top of things, I try to set short-term, like real short-term, sometimes daily, sometimes weekly, but I usually try to set them at least once a month. And then try to live kind of that life. I mean, you know, kind of always keep it in your daily, not the goal itself, but things leading up to it, if that makes sense. You know, exactly what you're after. And, you know, on a whatever basis, monthly, weekly, yearly, and keep a list, keep it short and to the point, just something you can always kind of look back on, maybe in your phone, your notes, just to kind of remind you. I'm telling you, it makes a big difference for me. It'll help you stay on track and kind of, when life gets bumpy, keep you on track so you don't get distracted and completely off pace, right? But here's one thing about goals. They always come with obstacles sometimes. Whether they're small bumps in the road, like I said, or they're huge things that throw you off. Here's some ideas that would keep you on point so you don't get on track. Kind of ways. Always don't let yourself get frustrated if you're lacking creativity. It'll come. It'll come. But other thing, negative thinking can cause your goals to be in jeopardy. Lacking confidence. And that's where I come in. That's why I say it's part of my whole thing is empowering people and empowering myself. I had to do it myself. Once you empower yourself, you shouldn't have that lack of confidence. Because the more you succeed, the more you conquer those obstacles, just the stronger your confidence gets. Eventually to the point where you're just like, I mean, that doesn't mean you won't still have bumps in the road and obstacles, but those obstacles will be a lot easier. I call it confidence through adversities. It's a TED talk I wrote. But lacking confidence, of course, focus follies. We can get off focus a lot too. We don't get our focus right. Just like, for instance, even with this show, I have to be focused plenty of time beforehand to make sure I'm on point. If I wait till the last second, I can throw my focus off. I even take something that Joe Rogan, who we all know Joe Rogan's, right? He's the man for the podcast, I guess. But he, it's a thing that helps with his, it's all natural, but it helps with keeping your focus and keeping you alert. It's good stuff. But refusing to put in the effort is a good one. I know that sometimes we can get lazy, but effort is the key to almost everything in life to me. I feel like effort makes a total difference to everything I do. And I get lazy. I mean, I can be like, I'll put it off till tomorrow. You start doing that, then you start putting something else off, and then it starts to get behind, and then it's a mess. I've been there. And then you can have the time traps where, for me, being kind of ADD or ADHD, time goes faster for me than most people. It's hard to explain unless you have it. I could swear that something that I think took an hour, it was 2 hours. And the next thing you know, I'm like, holy, where'd the time go? So that's another thing. You got to keep your time on point. And vague aspirations. I mean, you don't want to let that happen. I mean, you want to be on point, not vague. Detail. Detail is always key. And then, of course, where you're going to talk and how your goals are going to go. Your goals, your actual goals make a difference on how you handle a lot of these obstacles. What are those goals? So for me, I usually try to do weekly for sure. Daily is tough to do. Sometimes you get sidetracked and forget, but weekly goals help me keep my monthly goals, keep my yearly goals, which my yearly goals are a long ways away, but I try to keep at least a week, monthly for sure, weekly, at least weekly. And that doesn't mean I don't get off track and then those goals look a little bit, but if it's a year away, you just stay close so you can get back on point at all times. I don't know how many of you keep goals, but it's made a huge difference in my life. It's helped my confidence, made my completely unforgetful. Because you got to write them down. I used to write them down on a whiteboard, but when I moved, I haven't set that whiteboard back up. But I used to have them where I could just see them right where I'm sitting. It reminded me every day. I don't know how many of you even consider doing that, but if you want to get your confidence and you want to build for something in your future, I would suggest it. Keys to success, honestly, is focusing on your goals and what's important, what you want in life. That makes sense. Without those, it's tough to stay on point and it's tough to get to that success that you want to be at. I started too late. I'm hoping people will start much sooner than I did. You have success. It's a natural. It brings joy. It keeps your spirits high. I know when I'm succeeding and I'm making my goals, always seems to keep me happier than when I'm off point. But myself, I get sidetracked on some of those obstacles I spoke about. And that's sometimes it's just in your head, your lack of confidence. And it really is. Lack of confidence can screw up a lot of things for you. Never quit. My favorite saying is, you can rest, but don't quit. No point to quit. Why not? Keep going. Doesn't mean you can't take a break. Just don't forget about what your end game is, what you want to be doing. I know I used to be that way. I'm not kidding. Unless someone challenged me, it was a whole different story. I made a video the other day that said, you know, doubt me, and I will show you, because that's what I used to have. I used to have a friend that I used to get down on myself. Like, I was the biggest critic of myself. If I played bad in a ball game, I was dead for the rest of the night. I was defeated. Sometimes it would affect me right in the middle of the game. And I had a friend, and, you know, he's not with us anymore, God forbid, but he was a really great athlete. And he used to say to me, he used to make me so mad, because you know what he used to do? He'd tell me I suck. He said, "You suck. You shouldn't even be playing with us." And it would almost, to the point, hurt me, make me angry. And then I would, for whatever reason, play lights out. It was because I had to prove him wrong, or anybody else that questioned me. And that shouldn't be. I shouldn't have to have that. But it worked. And he would say to me, "I know what you, I know." He said he would do it on purpose, because he loved me. You know, he loved me. We're good friends. But it didn't sure like feel like it when he was saying it. But he's one of the people I know that always had goals. Of course, he's always worked out, and he's always done that. As a matter of fact, it's unfortunate, and God rest his soul, he died at the gym. Actually, just standing there, had a heart attack. Sad. About 3 years ago. It was such a shocker, because he was only a year older than me, but he was probably the most in-shape friend I had. He didn't drink, didn't do cigarettes, didn't do nothing. That's how crazy things can happen. So, not to get off point, but value every day you have, and value every person in your life that you care about. You never know when it's their day. But let's not get bleak. Let's not get bleak. So we're going to talk about, I guess, what goals you may have, maybe what goals I have, and maybe just give you an idea of what are smaller goals that you can reach. And we're going to talk about that after the break. We'll be back here in a minute, and I'll tell you a few things that I have on the mind. See you in a minute.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Join Dr. Ellie Zarabian, host of From Chaos to Connection, Growing from Pain to Community, every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You can impact the world in the most powerful way. Whatever your spiritual background or cultural heritage, you can transform pain and trauma into community and well-being. On Chaos to Connection, Dr. Ellie helps you identify what you need to make progress on your life's journey. Visit CenterOnPeace.com.
The 'Cause It's Easy approach is an easier path in making your life simple. No matter what trauma you may have experienced in your life, you can feel positive, confident, and learn to laugh and have fun again. Coach Easy is an empowered empath and believes that having God in your life is the key to giving you the courage to chase those demons right out of there. Learn to set boundaries, be whoever you want, and do whatever you want without worrying what anyone else thinks. The best is yet to come. Let Coach Easy show you the easy way there. Visit 'Cause It's Easy.
Welcome back. So keeping goals, you know, and strong, you can navigate around obstacles. It's tough, but it can be not so tough Actually, it's easy because it's easy. So keeping your goals strong here's some examples. Rewind back to your past achievements. That'll help keep you on point, knowing that you succeeded, right? And what that means is just never be afraid to be, I guess you could say, excited for yourself or promote yourself. Celebrate yourself. There you go. It's nothing wrong with celebrating yourself. Just don't expect it from other people. Your goals have to be personal and internal, and you can't count on anybody else. It's nice if you have somebody else to kind of motivate you, or somebody you're working with to kind of try to meet the same goals. Compare stories, keep each other on track. That's always good. Maybe if you're trying to lose weight or you're working out, you know, trying to build that muscle, you got to have goals with that too. It's always nice to have a second person, but you can't rely on that. You got to have it be personal and internal and your own thing. You got to make sure you don't get negative, because negative thoughts will ruin you. It'll ruin you. Like if you're not seeing yourself progress, you know, if you're not progressing towards maybe your monthly goal, then pick it up a notch, but don't get negative. Negative. Trust me, I've been there. This is a funny story I'll tell you. I used to be a pretty negative person, honestly. I had felt like I always had things go against me. And this literally just happened about 5 years ago. And I was like complaining, I think, at work about not getting a car sold and what I did wrong and being negative, right? And I can't expect to get every deal, right? But my mentality has always been, if I don't get something finished, I failed. That's not a good way to put it. You gotta look at the bright side. You gotta look at the positive of everything. But so I was kind of mumbling something there. My boss said to me, he goes, "You're kind of a half glass empty kind of guy, aren't you?" And I swear, I looked at him and I went, "You know what? I'm pretty much in. I always think the worst and hope for the best." And he said, "That's such a effed up way to live." And that was one of the turning points for me to change myself. And it's been a huge difference staying positive. And it's been a big reason why I started doing these goals, because goals have made me a different person. It's given me so much more confidence, and it's also helped me reach my goals or reach my what I want to do. And success is so much comes from positivity. If you think in negative, it brings negative. It really does. That's why I had so much negative in my life, because I was thinking negative all the time. So just another little side note on that, but stay positive. And if you fall short of your goal, maybe weekly or monthly, you just pick it up the next month. There's no way, no reason to say no failure. You just didn't quite get there. So don't be negative for sure. And commit to those goals, commit to that schedule. Whatever that schedule is, or whatever you think you have to do to meet those goals, commit. Don't just, I'll probably get to it if I can. You've already failed if you do that. You have to commit. Commit, commit, commit. Do you may understand why I'm saying that? I know you do. I've been one that's been sometimes in the past, maybe a little bit half-assed, if you want to call it that. Thinking, oh, maybe I'll get it next week if I don't get it this week. Yeah, you get yourself in trouble doing that. You get yourself really behind in. And you're just punishing. You're just basically hurting yourself if you do that, because by the end of the day, you're going to be down on yourself. And then that's going to lead slowly, maybe not for everybody, but slowly it'll meet really half with those goals. You know what I mean? You just decide, oh, they're not important again. So stay committed. Always stay committed. And you want to keep your goals, I'd say, within vision. At least once a day, you can see them. You can clarify those goals. Keep them fresh. Never forget about them. Always remember them. You don't have to sit there and dwell on it all day, but in the morning, maybe wherever you go and wake up, maybe you have a cup of coffee, have them close by, maybe sitting on the table or up on the wall or something where you can see them every day, just to remind you. And make sure you, like I said, clarify them though. Make sure you know exactly that those are what you need to do. If you have to adjust your goals during that period, that's fine. Just make sure you clarify what exactly it is you want. And work. You have to put in the work. The work is biggest part. Some goals are tougher than other goals, but those goals are going to be more worth it too. They're going to mean more. So don't be lazy, if you want to call it that. And I'm not calling you, I can be lazy. The older I get, the more lazy I can get. So goals are more important for me being older too. Because when I'm young, man, we're like, there's a difference. So here's the thing between young and old. Young, you have all that ambition and all that, but you also don't have the discipline. So that can bother you too. When you get older, you tend to have the discipline, but you don't have the juice. You don't have the, sometimes you don't have the enthusiasm, or you're a little sore, a little bit, you know, whatever the case may be. It's easy to get lazy either way, but I'd rather be young and do it. If I knew now, or if I knew when I was younger what I know now, it'd be amazing, because I just hope I would be as disciplined. And that's the key for younger people. You have to get disciplined. It's too easy to go out and get drunk the night before or something and just be like, screw it, I do it tomorrow. You can do that once, but you'll just continue to do it. If you can do it once, you'll keep doing it. And I'm not even saying you can't still get to your goals. It's just going to make it tougher, and it's going to make it less achievable if you get into something like that. I know my young producer, he probably knows what I'm talking about. he'd probably done that once or twice, maybe.
But feeling old?
Maybe drank too much the night before.
Oh, yeah. I've done that plenty of times and like had responsibilities the next morning. Oof.
Right.
Still trying to work my way through it, too.
I know. It's something that don't hit you till you're old, like me.
Oh, yeah. No, not at all. I don't drink anymore because of it. You know, I try to keep.
Oh, don't you? You don't either? But at least you learned earlier than I did.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah, I didn't learn until 5 years ago when I wrecked my motorcycle, or about 6 years ago now. That was just silly. I mean, that's a downfall. I don't want to sit and criticize people that drink. Some people are better at it than I am, or more controlled than I am. But I found out myself that I'm not myself. I'm not a bad person. I've always been a happy kind of drinker, but
right.
I also feel invincible. And that invincible, that can be a real false wake-up call. I know that they've affected my goals in life big time. I would say drinking caused me to, and I wasn't a big goal setter, but I always had thoughts of things I wanted to accomplish, but I didn't keep the goals. The goals might have kept me a little more disciplined. So the combination of the two would have been very helpful when I was younger, because I wasn't, when I was younger, I was not nearly the confidence person I am today. I just wanted to know what everybody else was doing. I wanted to go have fun, you know, screw right. my goals.
Right.
I mean, that was just who I was.
I think the biggest problem that I had was I wasn't really sure what I wanted. I wasn't confident in what my goals were. So a lot of the times I was very standoffish, or I wasn't putting all of my energy in. And that's why I was doing that. You know, like I didn't really care about my work. I didn't care about my life. I didn't care about my job. You know, I just kind of...
You just get another one, right? Or you just get a...
Exactly. So I just kind of like felt irresponsible. And for a while, it was just, I thought that I was doing what I wanted to do to have fun. But realistically, I really just didn't know what I was doing. and I just made bad
decisions.
And that's
a big thing when you're young, is not really sure what you're going to do. I mean, unless you've already got your career set, you don't know sometimes. Mm-hmm. And you don't know how that career is going to go. You don't know if that's what you want to do. I mean, there's a lot of feeling out period when you're younger. I was a guy that bounced all over the place. I finally got the job I wanted, and I kept it for 20 years, and then the motorcycle wreck took me out. So
right.
Changed my whole goal. My goals have changed a lot, and that's okay. You can have different goals. Your life can change in a matter of instance, so it's okay to change your goals. What you set for goals when you were 25 might be completely different when you're 40, but at least you have goals, something to shoot for. So I'll leave you with this. Are you doing the work you need to do now to meet what you want for success in the future? Because if you're not, start using some goals, weekly, daily, whatever you want, monthly, and you can get whatever you want, I promise you. Goals will make a big difference in your life and help you with your confidence. So, all right, we're about done here, guys. It's been a great time. I hope everybody learned something. Goals. Goals are big and they're important. Take care, everybody. You have been listening to the Cuz It's Easy Show with me, Coach Easy. Empowered empath, empowering mindsets, and building confidence through adversities. Tune in every Tuesday at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where I, Coach Easy, will show you the easy way to make your life simple, abundant, and amazing.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.